Penguin Random House Audio presents Robert B. Parker's Blood Feud by Mike Lupica. Read for you by Kate Burton. 1.
I said to Spike, "Do I look as if I'm getting older?"
"This is some kind of trap," he said.
"I'm being serious," I said. "The UPS kid mammed me the other day."
"I assume you shot him," Spike said.
"No," I said, "but I thought about it." We were seated at one of the middle tables in the front room at his restaurant, Spike's, formerly known as Spike's Place, on Marshall Street, near Quincy Market. It had started out as a sawdust-on-the-floor saloon before there even was a Quincy Market. It was still a comedy club when Spike and two partners took it over. Then Spike bought out the two partners, reimagined the place as an upscale dining establishment, complete with flora and fauna, as he liked to say. And now he was making more money than he ever had in his life. It was an hour or so before he would open the door for what was usually a robust Sunday brunch crowd. We were both working on Bloody Marys, even though it was only 10:30 in the morning, being free, well past 21, and willing to throw caution to the wind. Spike took a bite of the celery stalk from his drink. I knew he was doing that only to buy time.
"Would you mind repeating the question?" he said.
"You heard me."
"I believe," he said, "that what you've asked is the age equivalent of asking if I think you look fat in those jeans."
I looked down at my favorite pair of 7 whites. Actually, I had no way of knowing if they were my favorite, since I had 4 pairs in my closet exactly like them. When any one of them started to feel too tight, I doubled down on yoga and gym time and cut back on the wine.